What's going on, guys? I hope everybody has a happy Sunday so far and that you had a good rest of your tail of your weekend after I spoke to you on Thursday. Today, we're not going to even keep you long. We're just going to keep it short and sweet. I am feeling better for those that asked. Yes, I am good. I was good the next day. I guess I was down maybe 24 hours after the vaccine. But now I'm Gucci, ready to go, ready to roll. I'm working on packing this week because I told you guys I was moving to Ohio. I actually move out of Texas on May 16th. So I have to get my life together because I have not packed one box. But I did buy the boxes and they are here now. Okay. So we're making progress. Anywho, today we're just going to talk about the draft. And we're not going to talk about it a ton. We're pretty much going to talk about the top 10 picks and the grades that I gave, you know, those picks. And pretty much that's what we're going to talk about today. So I hope everybody enjoys it. And I hope you're enjoying your Sunday. It is beautiful here in Houston. It's about 88 degrees, sunny. So it definitely is a good day outside here. Hopefully it's not too rainy or anything where you are, but let's get into it. All right, so we just gonna go ahead and jump right in today. And we're gonna start with the Jags. Now, personally speaking, I told you guys how I felt about the Jags having the number one pick and then being able to pick a quarterback. And then you know that they were going to pick a quarterback. And I'm sure there's way more into it. It's easier said than done what I'm about to say. But there was no quarterback on the board that's better than Aaron Rodgers. I'm going after him. I will give you my number one pick so you can pick Trevor Lawrence so I can have Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm sure that was more easier said than done. So basically, we're just going to go through what everybody did pick. The Jags, they went with Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. Maybe I needed to see him play more. I know he's a tall kid. He can run it. He's got an arm. I don't know. I don't think he played enough big games for me, but I'm sure it's more boils down to mechanics than anything. So I'll give him an A+. He's a champion. The last two games that I've seen him play in, he didn't play well. He, like I told you guys before, the LSU game, he wasn't great. He was bad. Because that was a top defense. That LSU team with Joe Burrow that went undefeated, they were just stupid good on both sides of the ball. But the NFL is going to be stupid good, right? So can you throw on those defenses? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. He's a question mark for me. And then, of course, the Ohio State game, he just wasn't great this past season. I don't know. We'll see. But for them, I guess that was an A+. The New York Jets, Zach Wilson. That pick to me, again, teams that quarterbacks that come from schools like BYU, Clemson, they don't play anybody. Give me a quarterback that plays the SEC schedule the entire time. Even now, this is the thing. With Mac Jones, he loses some athletic ability. Right? He's not as athletic. He's not the most athletic kid at all to me. But you've got SEC speed that you can get the ball to, which is going to be the same level as the NFL, right? I don't know. But they went with this Zach Wilson kid. I don't know anything about him. All I know is he's from BYU. They don't play anybody. And when they did play somebody, he didn't play well. So I don't really know. But for them, A+. That's what people are giving them for that pick. So they know more than I do. All right. 49ers was up next. They went with Trey Lance. I thought that they should have definitely went with Justin Fields there. Trey Lance is a kid. I like his story. I actually got to know more about his story during the draft. He only played 17 games. That's very risky to be number 3 pick. People gave that an A. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that pans out. My boys, ATL. Falcons, I am so proud of y'all. And you know I'm y'all's biggest critic and your biggest fan, okay? Y'all did the thing on draft day, okay? Y'all did y'all's thing. I give the Falcons an A-plus across the board, especially with the Kyle Pitts pickup. You can't go wrong. The little buddy is a grown man, okay? And now he's about to play grown man football. So with that being said, welcome to the A, Kyle Pitts. We welcome you with wide open arms, and hopefully we can put to bed, this talk about trading Julio Jones, and let's go ahead and out here and chase this championship, okay? But Atlanta Falcons with Kyle Pitts, I'm proud of you guys. And, you know, rolling in at number five, the Cincinnati Bengals went with Ja'Marr Chase. I think he's good. The kid from LSU, I would assume that pickup had a lot to do with Joe Burrow being their quarterback. He's comfortable with Chase, and they were pretty much a 1-2 pack, 1-2 duo when it came to that championship game. Like I said, they were a part of that team that was just stupid good. But Ja'Marr Chase, people are giving that an A-, probably because they thought that they should have gone with Jalen Waddle. But I think that's a good pick. You already got a quarterback with a connection there. Can't go wrong there. This person gave him an A-, I'm going to give him an A-plus for that. Number six pick was Miami. They went with Jalen Waddle. And, you know, for me to be a Georgia fan, I should be an Alabama hater. But I just can't hate on them. And the reason why is because, Nick Saban, he does his thing. And he has players that have a lot of class. And that is what you just can't not like a kid when they're just a good kid. And they're dang good. So I'm not hating. Jalen Waddle, he deserved to be in Miami. They gave that pick an A-. I'm sure that had more so to do with what Miami needs are. But as far as the pickup, that's an A-plus to me in my book. All right, number seven, Detroit. Penei Sewell, A-plus. I don't know a whole lot about him. A lot of people saying that's a good pickup. Some are questioning the pickup in the sense that they're unsure. I guess that would be the better terms to use. But we'll see. We will see. All right, number eight was Carolina. They picked up J.C. Horn. I like Horn. A lot of people didn't like that pick. Most people giving B's across the board, B-, B-plus, somewhere around in there. I'm going to give it an A-, knowing what Carolina's needs are. Number nine, Denver, Patrick Surtain. I like that pick, right? I mean, I'm just saying because I like the pick because I've seen him play because, you know, we're in the SEC, so we had to play them. And giving him a C-plus, I feel like that is not fair at all. That's not fair at all. I feel like that's just somebody hating on Bama, which I get the Bama hate. But give the kid his props. I'll give that a B-plus pickup. Number 10, Philadelphia. Woo-wee! Devontae Smith is freaking good to me. You know, people were hung up on his size. But my thing is, why are you hung up on his size? Because let me give you a little statistic, okay? Don't quote me on the number, but I think the conference that had the most drafted players in 2020 was overall, the conference that had the most number of players drafted was 48. This year, the SEC broke that record with 49, but the record was previously held by the SEC. So you understand what I'm saying? A lot of the players in the league are from the SEC, right? Alabama had to play an all SEC schedule this year, and they went undefeated and won a national championship. So why are you worried about his size? He was burning SEC cornerbacks, burning the defense. Okay, and when I say burning, not like a little bit, like burning them. So Mac Jones had players. I mean, he was throwing to Devontae Smith wide open. He catches, he can finish, he cuts, he's fast as lightning, okay? I'm picking him up before Chase to keep it real, but I felt like they just picked him because of that little LSU connection there. But definitely an A+ pickup for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, not the Miami Dolphins, but the Philadelphia Eagles. And that just made, and I feel like that pick just made the Philadelphia Eagles very, very dangerous. A team that was already fairly decent, right? And you're adding to it. But the Falcons, we're going to be ready for y'all, okay? And I said I was going to do top 10, but of course I couldn't go without mentioning my boy, Justin Fields. I'm a fan. He got picked up by the Chicago Bears. That was a steal for them, bro. People are giving him an A. I'm going to give Chicago an A+. You know, everybody was talking about, you know, his demeanor when they announced it. And that would have been my demeanor. Okay. The disrespect for y'all to let me drop down to number 11. You think those other quarterbacks in front of me are better? Jay Fields, you got something to prove now, buddy. You going to go in there and take somebody's starting spot? I'm here for it. I want to see the competition. I will be tuned in to the Bears this year. Because I told you guys, I typically only watch the NFL to watch the Falcons. So I watch whoever they play. But I might step outside the box and see what them Bears looking like. Because I want to see him do well. He's a Georgia boy. Even though he transferred from Georgia, he's always going to be a UGA Bulldog at heart over them little weak Ohio State. Excuse me, the Ohio State. But overall, I mean, I thought that top 10, 11, I thought they did well. I will say I was surprised how far down Najee Harris was. But I guess besides Todd Gurley a while ago, they don't really like to pick up running backs. I mean, I get it because the life of a running back is not their life. Sorry, I didn't mean to kill y'all running backs. But their career life is fairly short because of the beating that they take. But I get that. And you don't want to spend a ton of money on that. You want to get some longevity in there. I get that. But overall, I thought the draft was good. I liked the way they had it set up. Somebody enlighten me on why every time the commissioner came up, why did they boo him? I don't understand. Do we not like him? And if not, why not? Because I was confuzzled at that. But, and I didn't care enough to Google it. But I wondered. And I liked the way how they let the fans or like some people from like other, I liked the way they let them announce it. I thought it was a good setup. It was subtle. The bands, if you like that type of music, it was good. Good atmosphere. So overall, I give the NFL draft overall an A-. But it was a good, to be completely honest, I only really watched it the first night, and then I watched whenever the Falcons were on the clock. Let's be clear. To be completely honest, that's why I only did the first 11. But I hope you guys enjoyed the draft. I hope you guys are looking forward to football season like I am. I'm looking forward to just sports in general. You know, the playoffs are getting ready to come up again for the NBA, and then we're going into college football, and I am so hype about that, and then the NFL starts. So, but anywho, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Stay safe, stay blessed, and I'll see you guys on Thirsty Thursday.